Wake up to the roosters, eat breakfast for a booster. You alive, say hallelujah to the man, the mighty ruler. Because of him, you able to do it. If you on his side, then you ain't losing. He gave clothes, food, and your roof. He tell mountains, get them moving. It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning.
Wake up, wake up.
It's a great morning. Get up and go to that 9 to 5. Get up and get them dollar signs. Get up and go do overtime. Get up and put that overdrive.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Y'all heard my man Justice Ogden in the intro song. It's a great morning. Listen, family, I'm so excited to be back with you this morning. It's another incredible Tuesday and another incredible opportunity for all of us to learn together. I got some bad news, though. I told y'all and slightly made a promise to you last week that I was going to have a guest with us today. Well, I got so many people, quite a few people hit me up and they were like, man, I know you want to have guests on the podcast this season. By the way, this is season 4. Can we clap it up for that? Let's go. Come on, come on. Standing ovation. Your boy, y'all, me, we are in season 4 of Great Mornings Podcast. That is something to celebrate about. We thank God for it, and I thank all of you. It wouldn't be possible without you as listeners. That's the truth. But yeah, so quite a few people hit me up. They was like, man, I know in this new season you want to bring on guests, but Cray, some of us just want to hear from you. The wisdom, the intellect, man, the knowledge, the brilliance that you have. That's what some people told me. That was good. That was affirming. I appreciate the people that hit me up and told me that. They was like, at least give us 1 or 2 more weeks of just you kind of continuing in this subject and topic of what you were talking about with stay out of your own way. I did not expect that last week's podcast was going to hit like it hit. I was just really pouring out my heart and some things that I felt like were integral to me and the challenges that I have with my own dreams. And people were hitting me up like, that podcast was for me. Like, that subject was for me. Like, you talked about exactly what I needed to hear. That's affirmation. That's confirmation. And that's a blessing to me. So I decided, why not give the people what they want? Give the people what they want. And come back this week and just let it be me. So I hope y'all are okay with the fact that this week, maybe even next week, it's just going to be me here. And we're going to talk about some things centered around this whole idea of dreams. And as we see fit to bring guests on, we'll bring guests on. If we don't see fit to bring guests on, it's our podcast. We do it how we do it. We don't have to do it the same way as everybody. It's like everybody sitting down doing interviews in their podcast or on their podcast. And maybe that's not necessarily the thing that we need to do. Maybe we just need to have a conversation or more like a monologue that could potentially create dialogue and me just drop some nuggets on you. And that's what I'm going to continue to do today. I want to talk to us today from this thought, the lies we tell ourselves. Now, 2 things really sparked this. The first thing that sparked it, many of you are already aware, and if you listen to other podcasts, I said it before. If you listen to me preach, I've also said it there on that platform. I am a reader. I love reading. I can pick a book up and read for hours, for real, for real. Literally did it today. Read for hours already. Before this podcast even dropped, I was up early this morning reading. That's what I do. So literally, I was reading already. So I'm a reader. And one book that stood out in my mind as I was thinking about last week's podcast topic, stay out of your own way and dealing with dreams and how we get in the way of our own dreams. I thought about what really connects with that. And this book came to mind. The author's name is Robin Talley. And Robin Talley wrote a book titled The Lies We Tell Ourselves. Now, this book is centered more around 1959-ish, somewhere in that time period in Virginia. And it's about 2 girls and who live kind of like on the opposite sides of the track to each other. And it's more about civil rights movement, that period. But the subject or the title of the book is so powerful in itself. The lies we tell ourselves. So that was the first inspirational motivation for this topic and what we're going to talk about here in the next few moments. But the other inspiration was this. On Sunday, I finally got a Sunday off where I didn't have to preach. Shout out to the incredible Erica Campbell for coming to True Vine Bible Fellowship in Lompoc, California to drop the word on us in the way that she did. Kudos to her for that. And kudos for all the people that came out. So I had a Sunday off for the first time in one whole year. The last time I did not preach on a Sunday was 1 year ago, March 2021, the first Sunday of March for Women's Day weekend. And that was the same thing this past Sunday. And the truth is, y'all, I got to do that more. Oh my God, it was so refreshing. I realized that preaching doesn't really exhaust me physically because I do a good job of taking care of my body. I'm in shape. I work out. I eat pretty good. But what preaching does is it exhausts me spiritually and mentally, simply because I am a mental preacher. I convert everything to memory. So it takes a lot out of me. It works my brain, if you will. So it was so relaxing. That's the point that I was making. But on my way to church on Sunday, as I was driving, cruising, relaxing, because I didn't have to preach, I had a moment. I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes on YouTube. And last Sunday, or this past Sunday that just went by, it was their first Sunday back in person. But as I was watching on YouTube, I noticed there were 29,000 people that were actively watching just on YouTube. That wasn't including the people that was watching on the platform of Facebook or the online platform on their website, nor did that include the people that were watching in person. That was specifically those that were on YouTube who were watching, 29,000. And as I was messing with some numbers and going in my head, I stopped for a moment, not literally, but I thought as I was driving, God, will I ever make it to that level or that platform? And I heard the voice of God so clear say to me, you're not ready yet. So Craig, how's that inspiration? Because I've been lying to myself, telling myself, oh, I'm ready. Send me 15,000 members right now. I'll show you how to work 15,000 members. Send me the bigger church. Give me the greater level of influence. Show me that platform. Put me on that platform and watch me give my best. But God says, son, you're not ready yet. You need to be married before you get to this platform and faithfully committed to your wife, because on that platform, you think women are attracted. Now that platform brings even more. You need to be married. You're not ready yet. Money management. That's a multi-million dollar budget that they work. They bring in millions of dollars per week. You're not ready to manage that yet. Your skin is not thick enough yet, Cray. You still get sensitive. You're still sensitive and get offended by people saying stuff under one of your posts on Facebook. You're not ready for 29,000 people to be watching, because if there's 29,000 people watching, then at least 5,000 of them got something negative to either think or say about you. So you're not ready yet. And I have been telling myself, I'm ready. I know I can handle that platform. Send me the multi-million dollar budget. Send me that, God. Put me in that position. Let the church grow there. I have been lying to myself. And today I'm going to share a few things that I believe that we lie to ourselves about. These are the things, or rather the lies, we tend to tell ourselves. Now, let me give this disclaimer real quick, because it's easy to get it misconstrued. I'm not saying every single one of these things that I'm about to mention is relevant to every single one of you. Heck, some of these might not be relevant to any of you, but there's somebody that's going to listen to this podcast that's going to be like, yeah, man, I lied to myself just like that. In fact, I told myself that. So let's dig, let's talk. The lies we tell ourselves. Number one, first lie that we tell ourselves, I'm not good enough. Listen to me. That is a lie from the bottom of the fiery pits of hell that you're not good enough. You are good enough. Here is the challenge. You will never be good enough in a lane that you are not called to be in. And that's what typically happens to us. Many people are driving, walking, running in lanes that God never called you to be in. And if you're in a lane that God never called you to be in, then guess what? You will never be good enough in that lane. If you're in a relationship that was never designed for you to be in, you will never be good enough in that relationship. If you're working on a job that God has tried to transition you off of, you will never be good enough for that job. So the thought is, we're not good enough for stuff that we were not called to. Because here's the reality. You're not good enough for it because you're better than that. You're not good enough for mediocrity because you're better than that. You don't fit impoverished mindsets because you're better than that. So yes, you're not good enough for some areas because you're better than that. But you are good enough for what you've been called to. You are good enough for the area that God is trying to move you into. You are good enough for the job that you're afraid to apply for because you've been lying to yourself saying, I'm not good enough. I'm not qualified. They won't hire me. Yes, they will. Yes, you are. And yes, you are. They will hire you. You are qualified and you are good enough. The number one lie we tend to tell ourselves is that I'm not good enough. You are good enough for the area, the place, and the lane that God called you to. You will never be good enough for something that God did not call you to. You will never be good enough for a relationship that you're in that God did not ordain. You'll never be good enough on a job that God is trying to transition you from because you are better than that. You will never be good enough for impoverished mindsets. You're better than that. You will never be good enough for mediocrity because you're better than that. You are good enough for the area that God called you in. So the first lie we tell ourselves is I'm not good enough. But I'm telling you today, stop telling yourself that. Evaluate where you are. See if it's mediocrity. Evaluate if it's impoverished mindsets around you. Evaluate if it's a job or a place God is trying to transition you and realize you need to rise above it. You're not good enough for it because you're better than it and you are good enough for the lane that God called you to be in.
Amen.
You are good enough. Say that with me right now. You are good enough. Better yet, repeat it like this. I am good enough. The second lie we tend to tell ourselves is that I'm too old or I'm too young. Age is not a factor in the chasing of most of our dreams. Now, granted, there are some areas where age will matter because you can't enter into some spaces until you're a certain age. Y'all get that. But that's not what I'm referencing. I'm referencing people that use I'm too old as an excuse or I'm too young as a lame reasoning why not to chase after your dream. Your age is not a factor. In fact, I think it was my girl Aaliyah that said age ain't nothing but a number. And the reality is when it comes to your dreams and chasing your dreams, it's nothing but a number. I don't care how old you are right now. Now, let's be logical with this. I have to make sure I give this disclaimer, right? We have to be logical with this because I use this example. I am a football fanatic still to this day. I played football from, my God, third grade until I was 22, 23, 24 years old. Now, at the age of 38, if I told somebody that I'm chasing my NFL dream to play in the NFL, that's outlandish and ridiculous. No, you're not, James O'Cray. My body can't handle another hit and full pass. My body can barely handle playing flag football. That's not a reality, right? That's not what I'm speaking to, though. I am too old to play in the NFL by my body standards. But I'm not too old to be connected to the NFL. And maybe the dream was never about playing in the NFL. Maybe the dream was about being a chaplain to an NFL team. Now I get to speak to 53 NFL players every week and empower them spiritually. Maybe that's the dream. So what I'm saying to you is that you're not too old to connect to a dream that you have. Whatever that dream is, let's dig it back up. Let's talk about it. Let's think about it. Let's evaluate where you are in that vein. And let's say, okay, am I in a place that I can go after this dream? Whether you're in the place or not is not based on your age. You're not too old. You're not too young. In fact, if you are young, this is the time you should be thinking about the dream. Many of us lie to ourselves using our age as an excuse why we don't get up off the couch, using our age as an excuse to why we haven't written the book yet, using our age as an excuse as to why we haven't started progressing toward the dream, using our age as an excuse as to why we have not went after the licensure that we need to be in real estate, to be a nurse, to be in this particular field. Many of us use, I'm too old, I'm too young, that I can't do it, I don't have the experience, all those things are lies that we tell ourselves to comfort ourselves when we know we should be up off of our rear end going after the dream. So secondly, the lies we tell ourselves is I'm too old, I'm too young. The third lie we tend to tell ourselves is if I had more time, I would do such and such. No, you would not. That's not true. You're lying to yourself. If you had more time, you wouldn't do nothing. Because you got the time. You just gotta take advantage of the time. See, this thing gets me. Because time is of the essence. Time, Phi Beta Sigma, is a virtue. Time is important. Time moves quickly. Time is short. I get that. But those of us that be like, if I had more time, there's only 24 hours in a day. If I had just one more hour, no, you would not, because you didn't even take a step of doing it within the hours that you had. But you been watch that show on Netflix, though. Huh? You talk to your homegirl or your homeboy on the phone for 30 or 45 minutes. You scrolled on social media for an hour and a half. So you did have time to read the book. You did have time to pick up the self-help book that can help you in the area of managing your finances, The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. You did have an opportunity to pick up the book Leading from the Second Chair to learn how I can be a better second chair leader. You did have an opportunity to pick up the book that you could read that could help you in your relationship, love and respect. You did have an opportunity to pick up the book, The Resilient Success of Pastors. You did have an opportunity to pick up the book, The Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness. So you did have time, but you didn't use the time wisely. And when we don't use our time wisely, we like to lie to ourselves and say, man, if I had more time, I would have did this. If I had more time, I would have did that. If I had more time, no, you wouldn't have. That's a lie. Because you didn't properly use the time that you had. Why would God give us more time if we don't properly manage the time that we have? Think about that. You wouldn't have did nothing with that extra time except for watch another episode of Euphoria or another episode of All American or another episode of whatever TV show it is that you watch, The Bold and the Beautiful, General Hospital, whatever it is that you watch, that's what you would have did. You'd have watched another episode of that. You would not have used that time to do what you say you would have did, because when we have the time, we don't manage it properly. Stop trying to comfort yourself. Stop trying to make excuses for yourself by saying, if I had more time. You got time to write the book. You don't work 24 hours. You got time. And we tend to lie to ourselves and say, if I had more time, I would have did this. No, you wouldn't. That segue to the fourth lie that we tell ourselves. I can do it tomorrow. That is a lie. No, you can't. The Bible says this. Why put off tomorrow for what you can do today? Too many of us use tomorrow as our scapegoat, not to compete today, not to press through today, not to finish and accomplish today. You can't do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not a guarantee. You don't know that tomorrow is coming. And here is the biggest challenge. You don't know if that door is going to be open tomorrow. So why put off tomorrow for tomorrow what you can do today? Because you're not going to do it tomorrow. It's not that easy. That's a lie that we tell ourselves to comfort ourselves. I'm telling you today, no, you can't do it tomorrow. Do it today. Start the book today. Go to the gym and start working out today. Start meal prepping today. Start managing your money today. It's early on a Tuesday morning. Start today. Don't put off tomorrow what you can get done today. We tell ourselves the lie, I can do it tomorrow. But you're not promised tomorrow. And we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So you're not guaranteed the opportunity to do it tomorrow. You don't know if tomorrow's door is going to be open. You don't know if the door that you have today is going to be there tomorrow. You don't know if the opportunity that you have today is going to be there tomorrow. So you really have to think about that. Why would I put off for tomorrow what I can get done today? I can do it tomorrow is one of the lies that we tend to tell. The fifth lie that we tend to tell, it's going to work out. It's all going to work out. No, 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 it's not. It's not all going to work out tomorrow. It cannot work out if you don't do some work. Hello, somebody. Hello, hello, lights. Hello, podcast studio. Hello, James Earl Cray office. If you don't put the work in, it's not all going to work out. This is one of the things that irks me. I hear people say it all the time. Oh, it's all going to work out. Just keep on keeping on. It's all going to work out. It's not all going to work out if you don't put some work in. If you don't have a plan and a strategy for your dreams to manifest, it's not all going to work out. If you don't put in some kind of strategy, if you don't put in some type of effort, if you don't sit down, count the cost, if you don't measure, if you don't manage, if you don't stewardship your dreams, no, it's not all gonna work out. That's one of the biggest lies that the enemy puts in our minds and hearts that flows out of our tongue. It's gonna all work out. Don't worry about it. It's all gonna work out. Keep doing what you're doing. It's gonna all work out. No, it's not. If you keep doing what you're doing that didn't produce anything, then you're gonna keep not producing anything. You have to change up some stuff if you're doing something that's not creating productivity. You got to do something differently, family. It's not gonna all work out just because you say that. You got to make sure you put some muscle behind your hustle. You gotta add some works to your faith, because faith without works or deeds is dead. So if you don't add something to your faith or to what you're saying, it's not gonna all work out. I would love it in a perfect world that everything we said just worked itself out. When I'm going through stuff in my marriage, oh, it's going to work out. I ain't got to say nothing to my wife. She ain't got to say nothing to me. We ain't got to go to counseling or therapy. It's going to all work out. Are you serious? No, it's not. If that husband don't put some work in and some effort, if that wife don't put some work and effort in, if somebody don't apologize to somebody, if an apology is not accepted by somebody, it's not going to all work out. If you on a job right now and you keep talking about, oh, it's going to all work out, I hate it here, and you're struggling to get up every morning, you have no passion for the job anymore, you don't want to be there, and you keep telling yourself the lie, it's going to all work out. No, it's not. Go fill out an application for something something that you're passionate about. Consider moving on. Consider making a transition. It's not all just going to work out if you don't do something. So that's a lie that we tell ourselves that it's all going to work out. No, it's not. Dreams don't manifest like that. Prayers are not answered like that. That's not how life works. It don't all just automatically work itself out. You have to do something. And some of us, we use this particular lie as an excuse to be lazy. You got to do something. You got to get up and make it happen. You can't be lazy and expect the manifestation of what you want from God. It's not all going to work out if you don't do something about it. That's the fifth lie we tell. And the sixth and final lie that we tell ourselves, I'll feel better if ... I'll feel better if I just get in a committed relationship. Okay. I'll feel better if I get a promotion and increase in pay on my job. Well, Mace, P. Diddy, and Biggie said, the more money, the more problems. I'll feel better if they just give me an opportunity. With every level, they say there's another devil. The reality is, you gotta feel good with where you are right now. I'm not saying that you're trying to stay stuck there. I'm not saying you're supposed to stay stuck there. But if you can't feel better right now, gaining something tangible will not sustain you feeling better. You may have a moment of high. If you get a check in the mail right now, it may give you a moment of happiness. And you may feel like, oh, my God, I feel so much better. But the reality is, nah, it'll come back. You have to know that where you are right now is a place to be appreciated. I'm talking about me, y'all. I'm in a place right now where I oversee two churches. And within those two churches is probably roughly 300 members or partners. And I'm learning the importance of being thankful for where I am, because where I am gives me the opportunity to develop. It gives me the opportunity to make mistakes, fall down, and get back up again. It gives me the opportunity to grow and learn from my mistakes. If God had blessed me with 30,000 members right now versus 300, I couldn't make those same mistakes and get back up as easily. I couldn't step out there and have moments of frustration and it not be blasted all over the world. So I'm learning to appreciate where I am, and I got to start feeling better in this space and not expect that the next level is going to make me feel better. That's not a reality. The next level is not designed to make you feel better. You got to feel good where you already are. The next level is designed to bring you manifestation of what you've been seeking on this level. But this has to be the level that you find your good feeling, your better feeling. It can't be the next thing. It can't be when I get in a relationship, I'm going to feel good. No, sis. No, bruh. You got to feel good before you get in a relationship. It can't be when I get my big payoff, I'm going to feel better. No, you got to feel better when you don't have as much. Y'all follow me? We lie to ourselves by saying and trying to convince ourselves that if I get something better, it's going to make me feel better. If I get this or gain this or do this, it's going to make me feel better. But that's not a reality. It's not a truth. It's a lie that we tell ourselves. And these are six lies that we tell ourselves. I'm not good enough, but you are good enough. I'm too old or I'm too young, but age ain't nothing but a number. If I had one more time, I would. No, you wouldn't. Do it now. Why put off for tomorrow what you can do today? I can do it tomorrow. Nah. If you could do that tomorrow, why would today be today? I don't even know if that makes sense, but it sounded good to me. If you could just do it tomorrow, the scripture I just mentioned, where if I had more time, no, it ain't, do it in the time right now. But the scripture that I just mentioned, I can do it tomorrow. Why put off for tomorrow what you could do today? And why if everything could be done tomorrow, why would today be today? That sounded good to me. But anyway, I can do it tomorrow is a lie that we tell ourselves. It's not true. You don't know if that opportunity is going to be there tomorrow. Do it today. The fifth one is it's gonna all work out. It's not going to all work out if you don't put some work in. And the final thought of lies that we tell ourselves is I will feel better if. If you don't feel good where you are, you're not going to feel better when you get to the next. Listen, family, thank y'all so much for being with me today. Please, like you did last week, make sure you let me know what you thought about this podcast episode. Let me know through social media. Y'all can go follow me right now, J_EARL_CRAY. That's on Instagram and Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, James Earl Cray. Send me a direct message. Send me an Instagram, whatever that messenger is, and send me a messenger message on Facebook and let me know what you thought about the podcast. Make sure you rate the podcast a 5-star. Tell somebody about it. Please share the podcast. Please let somebody know. Pretty please let somebody know that they need to listen to this podcast. And family, I need you to understand this, that today is a good day. That's what Ice Cube said.
Today was a good day.
But I'm telling you today that it's always a great day to be great. I love every one of you. I promise you I do. But God loves you so much more. And I'm out. Peace.